Good morning. Every opportunity that we have to meet with you on these morning sessions is always a joy. Today is no exception. Last time we were talking to Vicki Brushaber about her being allergic to everything she ate, everything she breathed, everything she touched. She was kind of like allergic to life, right, Vicki? You know, something right. Similar to that. We were reading a verse in Psalm 73 that if she had a negative attitude, it would kind of be like the psalmist that said, "If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children." In other words, Lord, I feel like I've been plagued and chastened every morning. But then the psalmist said, "But if I say that, I will offend against the generation of thy children. I will offend other believers." And so, Vicki, there are times that you felt alone. There are times you felt like God wasn't answering your prayer. But you didn't want to be negative, and so many times you just wouldn't say anything. And then there were times that the Lord just began to show himself in weird ways. You mentioned something about being at home one time, and a tune came to your mind. Tell me about that.
That's right. I was working around the house, and all of a sudden I started humming a hymn that I hadn't heard in years, decades even. And I was humming, and it took me a while to remember the words. And I started singing the first verse, and there just wasn't any great meaning to it.
To what you were going through at the time, yeah.
Mm. You know, to apply to what I was going through. So I got out my hymnal, and I looked it up, and I looked through all of the verses, and sure enough, verse number three was my encouragement from the Lord to get me through what I needed to be going through at that moment.
Right.
It was my strength for the day.
Isn't that amazing? God gives you a tune. You don't know where it came from other than God. And then verse 3, see, because song directors for years used to say first, second, and fourth. And so we would always sing the first, second, and fourth verse. But the poor verse 3, it was always left out. No, nobody ever sang verse 3, but God wanted you to look at verse 3. Isn't God amazing?
Yes, he is.
That he gives you a tune, and you're going, what is that? And you also mentioned about just the chronic fatigue issue and how God helped you with that.
I had been suffering from chronic fatigue for many years, and it was in some ways debilitating. I wanted to sing in choir even and just couldn't hardly function, and it kept me from singing in choir, and I had been very involved in music in other ways most of my life, and the Lord knew I really wanted to be in the choir here at church.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
There was one evening I was up later than usual, and I was flipping TV stations, and I landed on public TV, and they had some informational thing, and they were talking about some ailment, and it just kind of caught my ear, and the person that was speaking was talking about things that you needed to do to deal with this ailment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's like I was doing all but number 5. And it was a particular supplement. I wasn't taking it at that point. And so the next day I went out and got it. I took a dose in the evening before I went to bed. The next morning I got up. I just about couldn't believe it. I jumped out of bed.
Wow.
I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Wow.
And so I continued to take that supplement. And I felt so good, I was able to join the choir then,
mm-hmm.
6 weeks later, and it has been such a blessing. And I have been tempted, for various reasons at times, to stop going to choir. But that was God's gift
yes,
to me.
Yes.
That was God's gift to me to allow me
yes.
the health just that much to
mm-hmm.
be able to sing in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan can't have me.
Because, you see, it's so easy when we're going through tough times to be focusing so much on me, 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 me. People need to minister to me. They need to help me. They need to pray for me, 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 me. But singing in the choir is ministering to others. And there's just something joyful about having the opportunity of being a part of God's plan to minister. And you're right. Satan didn't want that.
Right. Right. Music, it ministered to me. It filled a need and spiritual need for me and was something I wanted to do as a ministry to others.
Right.
And it was something that I could do. It was God's gift. And I know that Satan really would like to see me totally debilitated and not involved in church.
Right.
And he'd love to see me quit choir, but he can't have that.
Vicki, there are folks listening to this broadcast this morning who may not have the same symptoms, but they've got the same issues. They want to serve the Lord, but it is really tough. And there are times that you could not. You just couldn't go to choir practice and make it through and be a part of the choir. And as long as that's true, acceptance of God's will is important. But then when you do have the opportunity to try something different, don't give up. That's basically what I'm hearing. Don't give up. And when God allowed you to hear that one little informational thing on public TV, that you said, wow, I'm not taking that one.
I don't believe in accidents or coincidences.
Exactly.
You know, that was clearly from the Lord. Only God could have orchestrated that.
Right.
And in a way, I mean, that was his method of healing me
of
the chronic fatigue.
Right, right. And as we talk today, I think you've told us that you have been to see 28 healthcare practitioners, and you're still struggling with some things. Has your perspective changed in this whole process?
Yes. I, at first, firmly believed that the Lord was going to fully heal me.
Okay.
And even when I was prayed for by the deacons and the pastoral staff, and there was one particular pastor who, I think it was the second and third time that I was prayed over, he specifically said, basically, that the Lord give me the grace to handle this.
To endure.
To endure.
Didn't like that prayer, did you?
I wanted to grab him by the collar.
And minister unto his head.
Yes. Don't say that. I mean, I had enough faith for everybody in the room I believed I was going to be healed.
Yes.
And then I realized that was not going to be an instantaneous thing. And a year and a half later, I'm still struggling. But even when I felt my worst, I said, for the spiritual experience that this has been, how it's drawn me to the Lord, I would not have traded this pain and this experience for anything. I would go through it again.
Never thought you'd say that, did you?
I never thought there would be anything so horrendous, so painful that your body could go through.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of 2 Corinthians, where the Apostle Paul had some kind of an issue. He just called it a thorn in his flesh. And he prayed how many times? 3 times. Lord, remove it. You've had 3 special times of prayer.
Correct.
By our deacons and pastoral staff. And it hasn't gone away.
It has not.
So Paul said, Lord, remove it. And then Paul said, Christ said to him, my grace is sufficient for thee. Now, when do we need grace?
Well, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the hard times.
Mm-hmm. When everything's falling apart,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiply trials, his multiplied peace. His love has no limit. Grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Now notice it doesn't say he giveth health. He giveth grace. And that's the hard part, because you prayed for health.
Yes, prayed for healing.
And so far, God has not granted healing.
No. But he has given me more gifts, somewhat similar to the being able to sing in choir.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And again, they made a huge impact on my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was discovering some other allergies when I discovered I was highly allergic to ink. Anything printed, newspapers, magazines, books, And of course, I work in an office surrounded by printed items, even so much as a receipt or a coupon on the kitchen table, I would be sick in any room of the house. That's how sensitive I was. And it would twist up every muscle and just my insides, and I felt so horrible. And I was invited to someone's church to hear a piano concert, and afterwards, their pastor, who had heard my story, he prayed for me as well. He prayed for my healing. And I had been feeling well during the concert because I apparently wasn't allergic to anything in the church. But when I went home, it was like hitting a brick wall. I all of a sudden couldn't breathe, and I got really ill again. And then it wasn't the healing, but it was wisdom to be able to figure out what I was having a reaction to. And I had photos laying all over the living room that I was going to put in photo albums. And when I realized what that was, it gave me the clue that it was ink. And so I put those away. I put everything away in the house. I went to work and put everything away that was printed. And I felt so much better. It was huge. It was just huge. What a difference that was. And then earlier this year, the Lord was gracious enough to then take that ink allergy away from me. Now I don't have to worry what's around me.
Wow. So you don't care whether or not your office goes paperless.
Right. Right. I spread out the papers just because I can.
What I'm hearing you say is that you're having to deal with change.
Yes.
Allergic, not allergic. And the difficulties of change. And, you know, Vicki, our time has come to an end. But a lot of folks who are listening to us this morning, they're having some real difficulties with change as well. But there is an unchanging God, the one that you turn to, cry out to, often on probably a moment-by-moment basis, who may not choose to heal immediately, but he does give grace when the burdens grow greater. And friends, turn to Jesus. Let him be your support, your comfort, your strength. Even if he's not your healing, even if he doesn't change circumstances, let him change you. That's the most important thing in life. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.